I wore a coat, but I left it in the car. Is that okay? Or should
Yeah, you're good. When you leave later, it'll be a little warmer.
All right.
Be nice.
All right. It is time for our Tribe Talking Tickets with Bobby DiBiasio of the Cleveland Indians, brought to you on AM 930 WEOL by Dale's Market and Deli, 417 Cleveland Street in Elyria. Well, let's see. This weekend, we played the Tigers. And depending on when you tuned in, there's different ways you thought the series was going. Here's something from Saturday, our big win over the Tigers.
Now the 2-0 pitch to Ramirez. Swung on, hit pretty well to deep left center. It is on its way to the wall, and it is over the wall. It's a three-run home run. Just clearing the 19-foot wall in left center. What a day for Ramirez. His second three-run home run. And the Indians lead it 12-6.
That was the big day. The Indians' bats came alive. Bobby, good morning. How are you today?
Doing okay, boys. How are you? Not quite the opening series we were looking for. Had a real fun opening day with Michael Brantley being the star of opening day. One of the great stories of spring training was him coming back healthy and getting ready. But Chicago and Detroit come in and both beat us 2 out of 3. Not quite the way we wanted to open the first homestand of the season, but, try to remind folks that last year it was mid-May. We were a 500 baseball team in mid-May and able to go on and obviously win the division and have some fun in October. So let's not fret yet.
That's right. I heard something over the weekend, like we're in last place, but I don't know what that means really at this early in the stage,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, no, it doesn't mean a whole lot. The games behind is what you look for. So many games within the division, and it starts again tonight, 4 in Minnesota, and then we go 3 to Chicago before we come home to Houston and Seattle for a little bit of a homestand, and we play Detroit and Kansas City the beginning of May and also Minnesota. So obviously lots of games left in the season, but certainly a lot within the division which matter the most.
What do you think the Tribe is doing wrong in these series so far? Not getting the timely hit?
Yeah. Our clutch hitting is just not there. I mean, we're not getting the big hit when you need it. Yesterday, we were 0-for with runners in scoring position, and the Tigers had one hit with runners in scoring position, and their one hit happened to drive in a couple runs, and that's what it took. We're just not getting the big hit when we need it, and, we're it's just really odd. You know, we've started off where our starting rotation has been a little bit inconsistent, which is the strength of this baseball team, and we just haven't been able to get a clutch hit. So we'll get that all turned around.
Bob, Josh Tomlin goes tomorrow night in Minnesota. He had kind of a rough outing the other day. Is he okay physically?
Yeah, I think so. He's just when the ball doesn't cut the edges of the plate, he's throwing too good of strikes. You know, he's a guy that never walks anybody. He's a strike thrower. He attacks hitters. But that fine line for a guy like him who doesn't, get it up there, in the mid-90s, obviously, he really needs to be fine in his pinpoint control. And when that ball sneaks over back to the middle of the plate, they can do some damage with it, which, has happened here in his first couple of starts. So we all believe in the guy tremendously and, what kind of competitor he is. So he'll right the ship. He'll do all it takes to get those bullpen sessions and get the work done.
On a side note, the team is sending out $1 million in grant money to 18 different nonprofits here in Greater Cleveland. Can you tell us a little bit about the Larry Doby Youth Fund?
Yeah, thank you for bringing that up. It's probably one of the, well, I shouldn't say probably, because Terry Francona has said a number of times that it's the most important thing that he's ever done in his long, long career in professional baseball. You know, it was an idea born out of Terry being in Chicago last year and all the deaths that are happening to young people with guns, and sitting there talking to some of the police officers that are around the ballpark, and, you know, sitting with some of the players saying, you know, we should do something about this. We can do something about this. And, you know, talking with the guys, and all of a sudden it spread through the clubhouse and the front office and various others who started to donate some money and got to the $1 million that Terry thought we could reach the $1 million mark. And with the assistance of the Cleveland Foundation, working with them to get grant proposals from institutions and organizations around Northeast Ohio that, you know, have programs to help curb youth violence. And we studied all of those, and I think we had 26 proposals, and of that we selected 18 organizations that we wanted to provide assistance to, resources to really get after the youth violence a problem that affects most cities in America. So what we could do right here at our home. So go to Indians.com. We'll give you a complete list of the 18 organizations that we're assisting, and it, I think, is going to make a difference.
Talking to Bob DiBiase of the Cleveland Indians. Tribe again back in action tonight, taking on the Minnesota Twins. They're in Minnesota. Danny Salazar scheduled to pitch for the Tribe tonight. It's a road trip. Let's hopefully the road can be good for the Tribe, better than it was for this homestand. The things, the way it works out, it's still a young season, and we've got some tickets to give away coming up next. But Bob, we will talk with you again next Monday. Thanks very much for your time.
Thank you, boys. Take care. Go Tribe.
Start your day right. On your way to work, stop in at Dale's Market and Deli in Elyria for a cup of coffee and everything else you need to get through your Monday. Then start planning your next big party. Dale's Market and Deli provides fried chicken, deli veggie and cheese trays, pastry trays, photo cakes, whatever you can think of for any special event. Just call or stop in. Dale's Market and Deli on Cleveland Street in Elyria. Large enough to serve you, small enough to care.
All right, we got a pair of tickets to give away. It's for the Houston game on April 26th. Caller number three, 322-0930, 322-0930. Caller number three gets those two tickets to the Houston game on April 26th, courtesy of Dale's Market and Deli here on AM 930 WEOL.